Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it is the good, the bad, and the dumb as we continue on a Throwback Thursday. And before we get to the good of the day, a real good of the day, Tub of Towels. Heavy-duty cleaning wipes, over 30,000 five-star reviews because they break the bonds that hold dirt and grease on surface to clean just about anything. When I say anything, I mean permanent marker, ink, food and drink stains, big bird messes, adhesives, decals, paint stains, grease, oil, tar, you name it. And they're tough on dirt, but easy on the hands. Aloe vera, vitamin E, and lanolin weaved in. So, again, gentle on the hands while you tackle that big mess. Also, they're in a vapor lock container with a lid that will stay shut and keep those wipes moist so that you can use them and not have them dry out so that you wake up one day and go out and get them and they're like, wow, this was a waste. They dried out. These won't because of the vapor lock lid. Tub of Towels can be used on your car, all sorts of needs in your garage, grills, outdoor furniture, lawn and garden equipment, but you know what? You're going to bring them in the house too because they'll clean everything in your house from counters to appliances, bathrooms, you name it. If you've got a mess, Tub of Towels is going to clean it for you. Again, 30,000 five-star reviews, can't go wrong. Large 10 by 12 heavy-duty cleaning towels and available in the aisles of O'Reilly, AutoZone, Advance Auto Parts, Napa, Pep Boys. Find them and go get some Tub of Towels. All right, let's get the good of the day.
The good of the day. You know, when your son went off to college.
Yep.
It made you a proud father, right?
Sure it did.
Got him out of the house. He's finally moving on, realizing his dream. Well, it took this guy a few years more than your son. But we should celebrate the fact that at 27 years old, Pete Davidson has finally moved out of his mom's basement.
I heard this. I did not know he was still in his mother's basement. I don't follow really Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
But I thought if you're making Saturday Night Live money,
well,
I mean, is
that,
he banking it?
Yeah, his net worth is roughly $6 million.
I mean, that's great.
That's enough to get you a one-bedroom apartment someplace, right?
I mean, of course.
Maybe not in Manhattan. But, you know, someplace nice.
But seriously, well, I mean, maybe he's like, look, I know the Saturday Night Live career isn't really long. Never know when you're going to get kicked out.
Right.
So maybe he's thinking to himself, I'll bank a lot of this money so that I really don't have to stress out when Lorne Michaels calls me and I'm being replaced by another young man.
Right. No, I just found the story funny because I didn't realize he was still living in his mom's basement.
I didn't either.
But it was, in all fairness, it was a house that he bought his mother.
Oh, okay. Well, that's different.
So, you know, it was a $1.3 million home that he bought his mom 4 years ago.
Let's be honest. She's living in his house.
Yeah.
All right. Is this where he took Kate Beckinsale when he was dating
Probably
her?
Probably Kate Beckinsale. Wasn't he also dating Ariana Grande?
I think he was dating
That's
Ariana Grande,
kind of weird,
too.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, especially Kate Beckinsale. She probably has, five houses.
Right. And she can't keep up with her properties.
And he's like, no, we got to go through the back. My mom's asleep.
I got an entrance down below. That's right.
So, but hey, congrats to Pete Davidson getting on with
good
his
for
life.
Him. That's awesome. Well done, Pete Davidson.
Yeah, you got to celebrate the good things.
That's awesome.
I could have gone anywhere with this bad today.
All right,
there was so much bad. I thought about God. Can we might just have to one day just do, an all bad, the good, the bad, the dumb.
Sure,
because I could have gone to the fact that there's a rumor out there. I don't know if it's true. How true it is. But apparently there's going to be a sequel to Face Off.
What?
And apparently Nick Cage and John Travolta are in talks to reprise their roles. I thought the movie was done.
I did too.
So, it wasn't that great to begin with, but we might get a sequel.
Castor Troy?
Yeah. So I could have gone that route.
That movie... here's the deal about that movie. That movie just was... It got to a point where the premise was good, but when they came up with logistical problems to make that sort of idea that you could change faces work, they just said, and the voices match with this little device.
Exactly.
They just didn't explain it. They're like, well, we remove the facial features, and then, what about the voice? Yeah, this little device, he can just talk like the person. That we just want to roll with the plot.
And not only that, all the mannerisms, too.
Right, all the mannerisms,
were transferred when the face was transferred.
Exactly.
So we could have gone that route. The other route I thought about going, and I don't know if you saw this, the soccer tackle.
I did see this, yes.
Where it was a vicious, vicious tackle, and the ref just like, oh, yellow card.
Yeah,
like,
no, right.
that was easily a red card, because we make fun of refs all the time and umpires and things like that. Angel Hernandez obviously is in midseason form, apparently. But today, the bat of the day is when Miss Sri Lanka was injured after winning her crown.
Yeah.
Because Mrs. World came and stripped the crown off of her head.
Oh, I didn't see this. So there was like a little Kanye Taylor Swift moment.
So what happened was Mrs. Sri Lanka won. And she was fitted with the crown. They got the sash. They're playing the music. She's sitting on the throne. And then it cuts to and Mrs. World. I have to say Mrs. because it comes into play. Mrs. World is the one who placed the crown on her head. And then it's like, you know, the video skips and it's like 5 minutes later, Mrs. World's holding the microphone and saying, you know, I have to do something that hasn't really normally been done. But Mrs. Sri Lanka is supposed to be married.
Oh, that's not good.
And that's part of the rules. Not divorced.
Oh,
then
gotcha.
She just proceeds to hand the mic off to some stagehand, ran right over, ripped the crown off her head, and placed it on the runner-up. The runner-up immediately started crying. Mrs. Sri, the winner, turned and walked away, and then backstage in an interview later said she was injured when the crown was taken off her head. So we got some controversy in Sri Lanka.
Well, there's nothing like a Miss Sri Lanka competition without a little controversy, right?
Yeah, the strangest thing for me that I didn't realize is that when you watch the video, everyone there speaks English. I didn't know that.
Really?
I learned something today.
Oh, well, that's amazing.
I didn't know that Sri Lanka was an English-speaking country. I feel ashamed. I thought maybe I don't even know what language I thought they would speak in Sri Lanka, but I was surprised that they speak English.
Gotcha. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is this other video. Have you ever walked into a convenience store, Tony, to just get a snack, maybe a drink?
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
There's this video going around. I don't even know how to explain it.
Well, this is always difficult on radio to
not
be able to
describe. I can explain it. But I don't know how this thing ends up in a store. It's a 6.5-foot monitor lizard scaling a shelf.
What's that?
A monitor lizard? It looks like Godzilla, basically.
Oh, real? Oh, okay. Well, that makes okay.
It's 6.5 feet long. Just scaled this shelf and just made itself at home, like on top of some. I think it was on top of some toilet paper, some toiletries.
Where was this?
A 7-Eleven in Thailand.
Oh, okay.
But this is, I guess, it's a popular. A populated area. This isn't like a some backwood village 7-Eleven. This is in the heart of Thailand, where somehow a 6.5-foot lizard was just seen. No one saw it walking down the street. That's what boggles my mind. Or maybe they did. It's like, yeah, you know what? He's on his own. Picture an alligator, if you will, one of those gigantic alligators that we've seen on golf courses. Climbing a shelf in your local 7-Eleven or any local convenience store and just making a home for himself.
Is that a common thing? Or they just go, I go for my stuff and there's a lizard there.
I guess.
Is it violent? Does it bite?
I think they can be nasty. I don't know. Okay. I don't know how violent it is.
You know, well, all right.
But it's not, I mean.
Not a good look, though. Is that what you're saying?
It's kind of, I would be scared. I would be terrified if I saw this thing coming in there. I mean, the thing is huge.
Yeah. I don't like those things, man. Because I don't know if it's going to attack me.
You don't?
It's going to jump on me and, you know, you never know. I don't know much about wildlife to know. It's like one time I was in Arizona and I got out of the car because I was going to this auto race and I heard this little rattle and I was like, that's a snake. I better jump back in the car again. I didn't know if it was a snake. I just heard something that sounded kind of like a snake. And I just said, that's enough. I'm done. Get in the car. Like, if I saw a lizard, I wouldn't know. I would just be like, I'm not shopping here. I'm going to find a place where there's no lizards. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. We got Will Gray coming up, golfchannel.com, to talk about the Masters as we continue along. It's Wake Up Call, Sports Map Radio.